Stories from the Old and New Testaments. In 1329, Robert of Anjou decided to entrust the decoration of several rooms in Castelnuovo to Giotto, the most celebrated painter of his time, who had been summoned to Naples to fresco the Church of Santa Chiara. The works in Castelnuovo were executed between 1329 and 1333. Only mentions in literary sources remain of the secret chapel and the grand hall. Of the Palatine chapel, only several fragments have survived. The altarpiece was indeed lost, and the frescoes were entirely wiped out around 1470 under the reign of Ferrante of Aragon. The fragments were rediscovered and restored, and scholarly works were published in 1928, and they were again restored in 1981. The frescoes that adorned the now white walls depicted stories from the Old and New Testaments. The surviving traces are the decorations of the splays of the seven large windows, in which plant motifs, mock marble, and faux mosaics alternate with tondos with armorial bearings, including royal coats of arms and heads of men, busts of saints, friars, women, and children. The royal proto-painter Giotto, assisted by several local painters and others from the work sites in chapels in Florence, left a grandiose work in Naples that already in the 14th century Petrarch praised in his Guide to the Holy Land, advising the visitor to Naples to absolutely not miss the frescoes in the Palatine Chapel of Castelnuovo. This demanding undertaking testifies to Giotto's daring plastic and spatial layout, analogous to, but also updated on, the paintings in the Scrovegni Chapel in Padua and in the Church of Santa Croce in Florence. The careful search for perspective construction is accompanied by the trend, already present in the lower Basilica in Assisi, towards a unitary composition, ornamentation, and the exaltation of precious color, which was doubtlessly congenial to the taste of the Neapolitan court. In both the decorations and the figures, we can grasp Giotto's interest for the classical world, and we can perceive the strong influence that the encyclopedic and scientific culture of the Angevin court, in line with the Swabian tradition, exercised on the painter and his circle. The story of the attribution of the decorations in Castelnuovo is quite intricate. Giotto was certainly the creator and rigorous organizer of the worksite, but for their beauty and intense workmanship, we can detect his hand also in two heads on the last large right-hand window of the choir. His student, Maso di Banco, must also have played a fundamental role. He decorated at least two of the seven large windows in which we can read the premises of his sense of space and cleanly represented figures.